Today we're going to look at some of the commentaries that people have been making on our YouTube channel. Just some feedback on this. Hello, my name is Edward Urban, presenting the channel Following Padre Pio, in which we investigate the incredible life of the mystic Capuchin monk and miracle worker Padre Pio, whose intercession is still so powerful today. So if you or a loved one or a friend is in need of Padre Pio's help and intercession, then do stay tuned to this channel in order to find out what Padre Pio can do for you. And if you're new to our channel, then please do like, share, and subscribe to our channel. Share the videos with your friends and colleagues, and thereby you'll be helping in our Padre Pio apostolate. The first commentary is from Ian Robinson. He was watching our video on the conversion which happened in Romania. He says, thank you for this video log. Padre Pio, wait, there are many more conversions to be done. I pray for all viewers and people throughout the world to be converted and that they'll know and love God as this wonderful parish has done in Romania. Peace and blessings from the great Southland, land of the Holy Spirit. So he's watching that wonderful story about the Romanian Orthodox priest whose mother became ill with terminal cancer, who just had a few weeks to live, and yet she was cured just by seeing a picture of Padre Pio in a church sitting and praying to the picture. She was cured. This went back. They couldn't believe the miracle. A Catholic priest healing an Orthodox priest mom, and so they ended up converting and building a small San Giovanni Rotondo in the middle of Romania. Firm devotees of Padre Pio right now. The next comment is from a Stephen Weatherly, who says, Padre Pio helped me to get into medical school. He answered your prayers, and that's absolutely fantastic. And we wish you all the best. With the grace of God, may you succeed. And perhaps even one day you'll make a pilgrimage to San Giovanni Rotondo and see his fantastic hospital there and even be able to help there. Another fellow, Alan DeSantos, he says, St. Charbel McClough, ora pro nobis. And of course, that is St. Charbel McClough, pray for us. Well, St. Charbel is a fantastic Maronite Catholic monk who died in 1898 from Lebanon. He died on Christmas Eve at the age of 73. Just a little bit of history about him. He spent the last 23 years of his life in a rugged cabin in complete solitude. This is St. Charbel McClough. With poor heat and the bare necessities of life, and he was known for his practice of great penance, mortification, eating very little, sleeping on the ground. 3 days after his death, he was buried in the monastery cemetery, and for the next 45 nights, his tomb was surrounded by a dazzling bright light. No one could explain it. And there's a beautiful miracle that happened recently to this lady, Daphne. You'll have to go to our video description below. There's a link there to the miracle. Daphne was diagnosed with idiopathic intracranial hypertension, pressure in the brain, and eventually she went completely blind. But recently, and this is in 2016, I believe, the relics of St. Charbel were brought to her church, and she was cured. You have to go and read the story. It's incredible. And she describes how after seeing the relics, she woke up in the night and she said her eyes were burning. They were really burning. They hurt like after an operation, she said. She woke her husband and he asked her, how is it possible since she had no sensation left in her eyes? So the miracle was happening right there. And here's a lovely encouraging comment from a Brendan McLone. He says, thank you for these inspiring, encouraging videos and a big hello from Belfast, Ireland. We appreciate your support. Thank you, Brendan. And here's a comment from Margaret Fernandez saying, Padre Pio, please pray. Please help everyone in our families to be close to Jesus. And of course, the family is the building block of society. It's God's building block. Very important. Good to pray for the families. Thank you for the comment, Margaret. And Bob D has a question. Do you know if there are any holy relics of Padre Pio in the US? Well, I'm sure there are. There's this book I've read on Padre Pio and America, in which the GIs, they learned about Padre Pio during the Second World War, and after that, strong links developed between Padre Pio and America. For instance, Mary Powell, she was a major figure in Padre Pio's life, and she was certainly from America. There's the National Center for Padre Pio. There are prayer group foundations for America. Just Google it. There's plenty on Padre Pio in America. There's a lady, Joanna, who's having some difficulty enrolling her Mass prayer intentions for Friday's Mass. Okay, the easiest is going to be to watch the video at the end. I might have to redo the video if it's complicated. But there are three steps. You have to go to our website, find a form, fill in the form, post that form, just click the send button, and then it will send back a confirmation email, which you have to accept. After that, you are enrolled. And here's a fellow, Jay, who says, 1 week in the queue. That's it. At confession, for confession. Wow. So imagine that. You go to St. Giovanni Rotunda, you're given a ticket, and then you've basically got a week retreat while you wait for that queue to pass by you. And here you can see actual footage of them handing out coupons, and you can see the visitor's book. Perhaps that's all the people who are in the queue as well. We can see from this that a great saint really attracts people, and Padre Pio did not compromise on his teachings. He just attracted them because of his sanctity. And Martin Stewart says, thanks mate, anything about Padre Pio makes my day. Fantastic, good to hear that. Thank you, Martin. And another fellow, Bob D, he was watching the video on the Crown of Thorns, and he has this question, which is a difficult one to answer. What do you think Padre Pio would say about the mess we're in? So, Bob, that's a very good question. Our world seems to be going through so many trials at the moment. Sometimes we can't even be sure if these trials are genuine or just opportunities created for profit. But let's remember that Padre Pio went through three big events. The Spanish flu, in which a third of the population died. He went through World War I, World War II. He survived them all contradictions all the way. Padre Pio remained happy and trusting in God's providence and plans, and many miracles showing that God can work in the midst of all of these things. There's prophecies like Our Lady of Good Success from Quito, who in the 1500s was speaking exactly about these times. Our Lady of Fatima, of course, giving steps we need to follow. And God has not abandoned us. He has not forgotten us. What we really need to do is follow Him. Another fellow asked, where is the grave? That is Padre Pio's grave. And can one visit him? So I've just looked it up. And today, Padre Pio's body can be found in the crypt in St. Giovanni Rotunda in the new sanctuary. He says it lies in a transparent casket where the people can view and honor the relics. Until April 2008, the remains of the friar with the stigmata were kept in the crypt of the Church of Santa Maria della Grazia. That is his old church where Padre Pio actually lived. And there's still many blessings in both places, of course. Dawn Juliet was watching Padre Pio's blessing video. She says, thank you, Saint Padre Pio, for the lovely blessing. Please would you kindly intercede for us and remove every sickness, darkness around us. And yes, there's something very special about Padre Pio's blessing video. Another person says, thanks, Edward, and everyone for this wonderful resource of love, devotion, and encouragement. And you really encourage us by making these comments and keeps us going. A lady, Norma, says, Padre Pio, my spiritual father, I thank you for everything you're doing to bless our desperate world. Please remember Danielle. So, of course, we must all pray for each other's intentions and do not become despondent or lose trust in God's help for us. He's always there and greater than all the problems of the world. Our time on earth, of course, is our valley of tears. After that, our reward. And that is what we have time for today. Please do like, share, and subscribe to our channel. And also, if you have not enrolled for next Friday's Mass prayer intentions, then do that.